Performance artist Chidam Idemir has for a while now tackled pretty controversial topics that reflect her own experiences growing up as a Muslim woman in Australia. In 2016, she created a video work in which a blow dryer and fans blew against the beautiful purple headscarf she was wearing, making it billow much like the silky tresses of a model in a shampoo commercial. Her latest project wades into even more difficult terrain, what she sees as the incessant social media coverage of terrorism incidents and how that's desensitizing society to their occurrence. The work is called The New National Sport, and it has her standing on a tennis court, returning serves from a machine which ejects a tennis ball every 15 seconds whenever the word terror is tweeted on a screen. It will be unveiled at the Festival of Live Art in Melbourne this week. Chidam Idemir joins me in the Breakfast Studio. Hello, Chidam. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Hi, Fran.
This tennis game, it's no ordinary tennis game. What will your audience see? It's a live performance, yes?
Yes, it's a live performance. It goes for 8 hours and I'll be in a purpose-built net, which is much like a cage, and I'll be hitting balls that come from this machine.
For 8 hours?
For 8 hours.
And what's the point you're trying to make?
I guess I'm looking at the inundation of news of terror and the way we receive that, the way we weather that, I suppose. For lots of different people, as individuals, as a larger socio-political body, but also as Muslims, you know, having to deal with that. I think as a young Muslim woman, you know, often at school I'd be asked why Muslims committed horrendous acts and, you know, the idea that I should have an answer to that or be able to respond to it.
Or that you personally, I mean, when I read the description of the event, I assumed that's what it was, that as a Muslim woman in this country, as it might have been in America or something, that since 2001, basically, terror gets linked to Muslims and that you individual, as an individual Muslim, has to deal with that. Is that part of the theme?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's also about making some of these ideas, which are often quite abstract, making them more visceral and felt, you know, so an audience member can stand there and watch me sweat for 8 hours and, you know, be exhausted or be absolutely determined and, you know, anticipating a serve and going a bit crazy.
Is there any dialogue for this on the court?
No.
No dialogue.
There will be a giant screen, though, that presents the tweets as they emerge.
A lot of your work focuses on religion and growing up Muslim. This one is all about terror. So is that something that you've talked a lot with about the community, the Muslim community you've grown up with? Have you had this discussion a lot?
Not necessarily. You know, that's the other thing. You know, I've been training for a year in tennis. I've been trying to get better at this. But then I also had this moment of going, well, no, you know, you're not born with these skills. You're not born with dealing with politics on a day-to-day basis as a 10-year-old little girl. You know, you're not just born with those skills. It's thrown on you and you have to deal with it on the spot.
This is a complete generalisation I'm about to make, but I did think as I read about you and your work that it's perhaps not a usual career path for a young Muslim woman growing up to end up being a live performance artist. Is that a gross generalisation?
It is.
How did you get there?
I've got a very open-minded father. My mother's extremely determined in doing the things she wants, so I'm lucky in having that kind of background.
The piece I described before, your last piece, talked about the, you know, the emulating the shampoo ad with the headscarf.
Yes.
What was the point of that? You're not wearing a headscarf now. Did you wear a headscarf? Do you not now?
Yeah, I did. I wore it for 10 years. It was very much a huge part of my identity, and being Muslim is still a huge part of my identity as well. But, you know, and a lot of people say, well, you wore it, but was it your choice? And well, I would question that and say, well, is not wearing it now a choice? Because, you know, hey, I get to walk down the street and not be harassed. I get to have an equal opportunity at work. I get all these things that I wouldn't get if I was a veiled Muslim woman. So I would question that.
When you took it off, I'm interested in this, do people make an assumption that you took it off to be free?
Oh, absolutely.
Why did you take it off?
Well, I'll just state for a moment that when I did take it off, people would say congratulations and, you know, pat me on the back and tell me about how much of a brave woman I was. And, you know, that speaks volumes, I think, in terms of the way people think about veiling and Muslim women.
Well, what was your motivation?
Oh, look, You know, I think I was just curious more than anything else because I'd worn it from such a young age. I wondered what kind of person I would be if I took it off. Thought I'd be this raving, nightclubbing person, which didn't turn out to be the
case. So you yourself thought you might change if you took it off?
Yeah, absolutely.
So people putting that assumption on you, it's a fair assumption in a sense.
Look, I think some of those ideas can be internalized. You know, as a child growing up in a mostly Anglo-Saxon country, but also school, you know, I was the only veiled woman in my school. You internalize that. You think, well, maybe I would be more free if I took it off. Maybe I'd be more intelligent. Maybe I'd be all of these things that are attached to white women, you know, Anglo-Saxon women. Maybe I'd have all of that if I just took it off, which is such an absurd idea.
It's 23 past eight. Our guest is Chidam Idemir. She's a live performance artist about to launch a piece in Melbourne this week, a live performance piece. If we can just end on this piece, on your piece, the tennis court, for 8 hours you're going to be hitting these tennis balls every time there's a social media mention of the word terror.
Yes.
You're going to hit
Twitter.
Word. Okay. Mm-hmm. Endurance sport's pretty hard going, but generally it strengthens us if we engage in it. Are you implying in this piece that playing the endurance game when it comes to social commentary on terror events makes the Muslim community stronger?
Well, does it make us stronger? If terror doesn't kill us, does it make us stronger? And I don't know if it does, and I'm just opening up that can of worms rather than answering it.
Chidam, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Chidam Idemir. Her performance piece is called The New National Sport. It's part of the Festival of Live Art at Arts House in Melbourne this week.